Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everyone, this is Ariana Quiros. I hope you're having a wonderful week so far. I am privileged to bring you today's devotional, which I have written and I've titled it Letting Go and Letting God. August 23rd, 2016 is a day that shaped the way I view the saying, let go and let God. I had just transferred to Azusa Pacific University as a junior, and I was living with a group of four girls that I didn't know. On top of being away from home for the first time, this began a sense of loneliness. Up to this day, I had yet to experience a death in my family that I remember. When I was a toddler, I lost my maternal grandpa to cancer. My mom told me he was a wonderful man who would tell me I had a ski slope nose. My paternal grandfather was also a wonderful man, resilient, hardworking, and a goofball, known for holding up bunny ears behind his grandkids when taking a family picture. I loved my Grandpa Shell because he held so many great qualities I respect in my own father. Looking back at that day in August, all I remember was looking down to a text from my cousin. He said, "I am so sorry about Grandpa. Are you okay?" My mind started to race, so I said back, "What do you mean?" He replied back, "He fell down the stairs and died. You didn't hear?" I began frantically calling my mom, then my dad, then my brother. No response. Tears began flowing down my face. I was alone. I remember the moment I felt God's presence in the midst of my trial. I had gone into the living area where my roommates were, and they asked if I was okay. I began to weep, and one of my roommates rushed to hug me. She took me outside and sat on the steps with me until my tears subsided. I didn't know her that well, but she took the time to comfort me in my time of complete loneliness. I believe this is what God does. He wraps his arms tightly around you to provide comfort, even if you don't know him that well. In the book of Daniel, we see God's sovereignty over all things, even in times of pain and loneliness, like in Daniel chapter 9, verse 14. So how can this idea help you to get over loss or suffering? Well, it's the same idea that helped to comfort me, to let go and let God. I know that both my grandfathers are restored to their rightful place where Jesus prepared for them. Just because we may have lost something or someone, God has not left us alone. Just as God showed up for Daniel while he was alone in the lion's den, he will show up for us in our most painful times. No matter what you're going through or how alone you feel, God is sovereign and he has not abandoned you.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.